you gotta chub up a little bit before you go in. Diddled my way into this.
I diddled my way out of this.
You don't get that when your dad's a construction worker.
Oh, or subway driver, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I never got any of that.
Or MIA.
Tom Steve.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. Hey, Walt.
Hello.
Walt's back in action. Feeling good, huh?
I'm completely 100% recovered from whatever it was that I had.
Last week you didn't want to laugh because you said it sounded too gross. You were too phlegmy.
I'm completely phlegm free.
Nice. We're going to laugh it up. And of course.
So please. Make me laugh this week.
Make you laugh today. Okay. I tried last week. Didn't work. And of course, BQ.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Who single-handedly picked the worst possible week to go to L.A. in the whole year.
Fucking hell,
there will not
man.
Be another week that's worse to go.
I mean, I guess if the state falls off and goes into the water, right, like that would be a worse week. But yeah, to land on like the first day of the wildfires and like just be there for that was pretty crazy.
Was it a business trip or was it a vacation?
It was business.
So was the business postponed?
All of it.
Oh, yeah.
Every ounce of the reason I went out there was for nothing. But that's not the tragedy I'd like to focus on, Walt. It was funny because I was supposed to be meeting everybody I was supposed to meet out there either lost their houses or were living in a hotel. And it was like, all right, this is fucking crazy. And I went to the hotel to visit my friend, the Biltmore, downtown L.A. Beautiful. It's where they shot Ghostbusters. I learned when they walk into Buzz Slimer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like when he's flying in the ballroom above him. Mm-hmm. I got to see all that anyway. It was a who's of Hollywood. There were celebrities in the lot. Everybody was like living in downtown L.A. to escape the fires. And everybody had dogs, which was kind of fun. But it was crazy, man. It was like three volcanoes. Everywhere you looked, there were these giant just plumes of smoke. The whole city stunk. I was in my room and like a haze started entering. That's when I was like, all right, I'm going to leave. Like when smoke started coming in my hotel room, I was like, I guess I'm just going to go home.
Yeah, like, you were there for a while though, because I talked to you on Thursday and you sounded not happy.
Like, no, I flew on the red eye.
You flew home Thursday night, right?
Yeah.
On the red eye.
That was fucking the worst. An hour on the tarmac. 6 hours in the air. Maybe I am the biggest tragedy to come out of this coach. Sitting next to a fan the whole flight.
Oh, were you?
Oh, to be burning.
That's what you got. You missed the first Tell Him Steve Dave of the year. So that's your punishment right there.
I paid. I suffered.
Yeah.
I suffered, but
I felt bad for you. I was like, God, he went out there for no fucking reason. And is he going to be able to get back? Because I wasn't sure what the
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I couldn't believe what I was saying. I think that people like – look, I haven't been there now for a week, so I don't think I realized. But like at the time, I was like, this is worse than people realize. Like just the whole city, just everywhere I went, just smoke smelled like it. The fire across the street from the hotel I was staying, like literally across the street. And they put that one out pretty fast. I watched the whole time like giving hints under my breath to myself. You guys missed a spot. That's going to flare up. But yeah, it was pretty great. I feel really bad. I mean, it's just like, it's madness out there. I don't know what they're going to do.
I know. It's like, it's beyond major reconstruction.
It's like, cities are gone. Like, I know everybody just thinks LA is one big city, but like Palisades is really its own city. Like, it's just gone. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, that's what – like some people are giving Khloe Kardashian shit because like she lives in Calabasas and she was like, you know, Mayor Bass, you suck or whatever. You're useless. And they're like, fuck you. It's not even your mayor. It's like it doesn't matter. The whole world is looking at this.
Yeah.
And seeing it and thinking probably when you look at the budget cuts and the information starts coming out, you're like, all right, well, there were some pretty like major failures at a high level.
I mean, I haven't really kept up with that aspect of it, but I'm guessing like anytime, what are you going to do, man? I mean, it's fucking force of nature. It's mother nature. There's nothing you can do. I don't know what They could have done differently.
Well, I think they're talking like reservoirs being empty and not deploying this $1 million plane that they had to put out fires and shit. And I've never seen someone look more shell-shocked than that mayor, though. Whenever they talked to her, it was like she had just seen a ghost.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be her legacy, like the city burning under her.
Yep.
I would look shell-shocked, too. I'd be like, oh, fuck.
And she had promised before she took office, when she was running, she was like, I will not go abroad. I'm staying here in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
To watch over L.A. I'm not going overseas. I'm not going anywhere. And she's in Ghana.
So a politician lied. News at 11.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also have a guest here, Walt.
Yes.
You invited a guest here. What did we decide on? Was it Dr. D?
Dr. D.
Mm-hmm.
She is here to make her case to become the official general practitioner of medicine in TSD Town. Now, because we already have a doctor in Dr. Eric.
Right.
But he's a head doctor.
I think he's also an MD. But he doesn't focus on that. We could use a general practitioner because there's so many crazy people in town.
Yeah, he's got his hands full. Just alone his brother. He hasn't been able to take any of
just one of his brothers. Hey, I don't think you thought this through. You're going to be getting like a lot of phone calls from like Jimmy the Hair Guy when he's got a boil.
Yeah. Like, get him alone is going to have a standing weekly appointment.
Yeah. Yeah, that responsibility, like you can't turn down get him when he needs medical advice.
Well, I approached Walt at Black Friday and I said, listen, you know, you're lacking in some of your members. You have like clergy, you have a lawyer, you have law enforcement, but you don't really have a general medical doctor.
Yeah, so. But Troy has gotten a phone call at 1 a.m. to bail people out of jail. I'm not kidding. Like he has. And he responded.
Call anyway, so
I called Troy at 5 a.m. when my daughter was missing.
Yeah.
And he got on the phone and he was up and about and there comes to more than this just coming down and getting on mic and having a couple giggles. You're gonna have you're gonna have to put the work in.
Oh, I can put the work in.
You're gonna have to set up a dedicated email just for Tell Him Steve Dave.
Maybe even a phone line.
Yeah. It would be an honor. We gotta keep everyone in line and in good health. It's important for the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we'll have to last as long as we can.
Nobody's young as they used to be.
Oh, no, just getting here. It's all downhill from here for most of us.
like a mechanic on the Titanic right now. Like that's what you're signing up for.
Yeah, like we're going to lose a few. You're going to have to be okay with that, though.
Take it one step at a time.
Going in, you know for a fact, about 10% in about 5 years from now, ain't going to be here.
Oh, no. Yeah.
There's a certain culling rate you're going to have to be accustomed to.
Okay.
I mean, I love the guy, but Tim, the record store clerk, is looking tired. You know?
Oh, man.
He's not looking – he's looking exhausted.
He needs a consultation.
Does TSD have – will TSD have death panels?
Oh, I know who's up first if I got a vote on it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm asking.
You better hope I'm not sitting on the board.
Yeah, we're not talking about Get Him. I know we're not talking about Get Him, but I still nominate Get Him. Wow. So you're going to answer some questions for us.
Sure.
Well, I'm curious, though. I have a couple of personal questions.
Yes.
Like it's always impressive to me. All listeners are awesome and wonderful, but there is a little bit of a charge when you find out like someone who is a pillar of society also listens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did you become a listener to TSD? Because I imagine you're busy. You're way busier than most people in TSD town.
Are you a Jersey resident?
I'm in the Tri-State area.
She does not want to give
any – She doesn't want anybody to know who she is. Smart.
So, yeah. So I think what I would say
both.
Is – Smart.
You said that and like my heart lifted. I was like –
There's such a thing?
So around the pandemic, I was watching a lot of comic book men.
Really?
And my husband was like, we had listened to the show before, like on trips, road trips, podcasts, things like that. So like, you know, if you like the show, you really should listen to this podcast. So I started listening to it every day on the way home from work. And, you know, the job is very – sometimes it can be depressing. Sometimes it can be, like, difficult. I'm more of, like, a silly person. I like to laugh, and I'm into comedy. So, like, at the end of the day, you're just like, oh, you know, like – so – and I like my job. But, you know, you want to kind of, like, relax.
Decompress.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I get into my car and I can't get the whole podcast in one day because it's too long, because then I don't have enough free time. So every day I listen to like 20 minutes until I finish the episode. So I usually get done by the end of the week, the whole podcast, because it's usually like an hour and a half. So and then that's like I look forward to it at the end of the day and like catching up from what I heard the day before. And of course, like I watch a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. Because I think it's hilarious. Like, we were watching Frank Five's Rewound.
Oh, so you're on the Patreon, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And I just
more respect.
And I cry laughing at the behind the scenes of Frank.
Well, what tier? Well, find out what tier.
Before, it doesn't matter.
Before you start applauding.
I'm not giving away all my secrets.
I'm going to assume the best. Doctor?
So I just so I just like to laugh, and it's good for my, you know,
psyche?
Being, yeah, for sure.
Nice. So, do you have anything off the top of your head, Bri? Any questions? All right off for Dr. D.
Oh yeah, how do I make it stop? That would be my main question. I don't know. I don't really have any health questions. I'm pretty fairly assessed of my health at this point. Not good.
No. Yeah, but you've been up on a lot of things.
What's
like,
that?
You've been up with a lot of things. Like, you go to your appointment. You say you go to your appointments.
Yeah.
You're staying hydrated.
Yeah.
Doing all
yeah.
the good things.
Yeah. After
I trust that comment that you're.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more up on it than I have been, though. I don't know what it is. Like, and I don't think you can help me with this.
Okay.
Every night I'm like, I'm getting up tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day I start the workout.
Mm.
I'm going to start working out and get back in shape so I can, when we're down at Key West, Key West, mm-hmm. my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to Key West?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I'm psyched.
Well, it's going to be hard for you to keep under the radar, surrounded by a bunch of ants.
They don't have to know.
How would they know?
But what if there's an incident?
They only recognize
what if somebody falls off a golf cart and we're like, is there a doctor in the house?
Well, then at that point, I'd have to step in. I couldn't just sit back and watch.
Now, not with that knowledge that she will be at Key West. I hear it's being called now.
Key West. Yeah.
Will that change your drinking? Because now you could do well, way more now that you have a doctor right at your disposal.
My first thought was like, this can now get kicked up a notch or two in terms of drinking.
As close to comatose as possible, right?
Yeah. I don't even want to remember it happened. I want to be like, is it next week?
Yeah.
I struggle with that too sometimes. Like, you trying
drinking?
Well, no.
Oh boy.
No, the gym doctor. Aspect.
It's not that hard. Just
it's all we have.
The gym thing. Yeah, it's rough. Is it like? And I'm just like,
the hardest part is getting there. And once you're there, you're so proud of yourself and so glad you got there. But there's no. It's – you just have to force yourself.
That's it. Just sheer will.
Yeah, you have to force yourself and keep saying you just got to do it. You got to do it. You have to do it.
Should I talk down to myself? Like, look in the mirror and like, look at you, fat, ugly piece of shit.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. But positivity always works a little better.
But isn't it for someone like yourself, though?
Has it worked so far?
Who obviously is extremely – like the discipline that you must have to become a doctor, I find – that probably isn't in the water in TSD town, the discipline that it takes.
There's too much fluoride. If anything, just
– it's possible. Yeah.
The discipline that I found in TSD town residents, it's like if it was a life – if it was a nutrient of life, mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd be nobody alive. It'd be a desert. It'd be a ghost town.
Yeah.
The discipline, the lack of it.
You ever see those towns in Brazil that are like made out of corrugated metal?
Right, all those ghost cities.
Yeah, that's kind of what TSD town is. Some barrels on fire. Everybody warming around them.
I do have another question.
Yeah.
I went to the urologist lately, and he mm-hmm. said that my blood's too thick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've been hydrating, and mm-hmm. I haven't donated any blood yet. It seems like it's more difficult to donate blood than you think.
But so many listeners have weighed in and to me to tell Brian that he has to, if his blood is thick, he's got to donate blood.
So that's,
oh, really?
So that's true. So it's from testosterone? Is that?
Yeah.
Damn right. Well, what do you think? So once weekly.
As your testosterone.
His blood looks like molasses. He's so virile now.
Yeah, I'm all red and shit. Like.
So when your testosterone goes up, your body intrinsically makes more red blood cells, and that's how your blood gets thicker. So a lot of times when men are on testosterone, before they kind of find their levels or when their body starts getting used to it, not only do you have to avoid dehydration, but giving blood, they recommend every so often, is helpful. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way to really shut that down. It's something that's just going to happen when you use the testosterone.
Just going to happen. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah. So, you know, you just make it – a lot of my patients will make an appointment at like the Red Cross every so often and just give a pint of blood and their numbers come down nicely. Some men like track their blood count at home, and then when they get really high, they'll go donate blood. But that's
how
a lot.
Do that?
They sell a little machine I think you can check.
Like prick your finger or
something?
Something
on Amazon, I would assume. I don't know the name of it.
There's no way he can just – like does he have to go to a clinic to donate blood? Could he just do it at home?
Like leeches?
No.
Some bloodletting?
No, you would have to do it medically sound.
Just get him – like he's drained stuff. I thought maybe that maybe
no,
get him to drain Ryan of some of
I've
the blood.
Already, back in the day, I've advised him not to do that. He, you know, blissful ignorant, ignored me. But yeah, so it. I think you should. And plus, giving blood is good for the community.
I have rare blood. So
you do?
Good. Yeah.
Do you have A negative?
I have B negative.
Oh, okay.
No. Disappointed.
Yeah. Wow.
So now.
At least it's not gutter blood, for Christ's sakes. Give me that.
Any blood is a donation. So yeah, it's true. Very true. Mm.
So now if he gave some of his testosterone blood. Could he like force like a kid to go like into puberty earlier because of?
Oh yeah, like a 5-year-old might grow a beard
like,
if he gets a blood transfusion.
That's what I was thinking.
He wakes up one day and he has your full beard. What happened? No, it's fine.
Now, will they when they take his thick blood out? Mm-hmm. Will they do something to the blood to make it not so thick when they if they're going to use it on another patient? Or they'll just give you thick blood?
No, it's just that it's not that your blood is thicker. It's just you have more of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like suppose a normal blood count is 15, like. Yours could be 17 or 18, and that's just too much. Your body made too much.
This is nuts. When I was drugged out and in poor health, I was anemic, and I used to have to go get iron.
It's because you probably weren't eating well, right?
I don't know. Do I look like I don't eat well? What's that supposed to mean?
His figure said he was.
So you need like – you need 4 iron molecules and like
– Back in the day when you were on the, right, when right. you were you know when you were in bad shape
when I was in a bad way yeah
you needed some vitamins.
Not now
you probably needed some vitamins
yeah, yeah. I mean I was getting blood transfusions I was so low. Yeah
well do you think you were bleeding inside from all the inflammation
and the outside.
From the meds
could be yeah
thank God that's over
yeah yeah that's all over oh yeah. here's get them just pulled up $130 and I can check my blood levels
yeah wow. See it's easy.
See, my doctor took me down 25 whatever milliliters
yeah,
or whatever.
You play around with it. You see mm-hmm. where the patient lands and what makes them happy, what the numbers look like, you know, yada, yada.
See, I want to take more so I can get all bulked up, right? Mm-hmm. And like that would help with the weight loss.
Gym time
plus yeah. testosterone.
Yeah.
Mm.
Got to hang out with Jim.
And what about steroids?
Yeah, do you recommend them?
No.
Are there any
not even to get a hard body? Like,
yeah.
No.
It's like he needs it quick.
Yeah.
Let's go to Key West.
Going to Key West in 2 months.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I'm going to be in a thong speedo.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not a big proponent.
What are some foods that you can eat that are high in testosterone? Beef?
No, well, they say
filet
that the
mignon.
Healthy. They say the healthier... They say the healthier you eat, the better your hormone levels are. So mostly exercise and probably eating like high protein diet. So
what's like high protein? What's
like
an
meats,
example?
Lean,
like you said,
lean
like
proteins,
filet
you know,
mignon.
Antioxidants, things like that. I don't know if it's going to make a huge dent though.
Beans?
Could sure.
Eat some beans?
Yeah,
they're
I think
high,
so. Yeah, yeah,
protein,
sure,
right?
Sure. The more you eat, the more you know what. So you
don't
want
really
to
like
do it to
I'm
me.
I've been on a lifetime of a bean-free diet.
And he's doing great. Oh, real quickly, did you hear David Lynch died?
No.
That is a shame. Yeah, David Lynch died today. Yeah, and so did Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker, yeah.
Oh, man.
It comes in threes. Just a bit
outside. Who's going to be the third guy, yeah.
Who gets more press, Uecker or
I think Lynch. I don't know. When I looked at it, they were both pretty far down the it's not like they were on page one. That was some press conference.
Who was Mr. Israeli Baseball, right? Or was that Joe Garagiola?
I think it was Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Carson called him that, right? Mr. Baseball.
I think it might be Joe Garagiola.
It's probably more than one Mr. Baseball, I imagine.
Yeah. Look that up, kiddo.
Well, it's going to come up today. It's him. Like on the day he died, they're going to give it to him.
Yeah. Any health questions for Dr. D?
What's the one thing that you would say the residents of the town can do without really not going to the gym? What's the easiest thing they could do for their health? What's the shortcut?
Minus going to the gym. By
he means we.
Like what is it?
So some things. So you're talking about. Okay, so health. I think is one thing. I think is like the worst thing in the world is sugar. I know it's no fun, but it's literally poison. So if you stop drinking all sugar in your drinks, and you'll easily lose like 5 pounds straight off the top. Especially men more so than women. So I always tell my patients like, try to just get like. You need some sugar and carbs to live, but you don't need a lot of it. And that is simply what will – I think that's like the most poisonous thing you can do. Like I won't – I know that I'm not perfect, but I won't drink any juice or any soda. I'll drink, you know, like anything that has sugar in it is a no-go.
But naturally occurring – like fruit has a lot of sugar in it, right?
Yeah, but you're only supposed to have like 2 servings of fruit a day. I think some people go a little bit overboard with the fruit. Yeah.
If like, I eat a lot of fruit. Can I have soda?
In moderation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doc
Maybe
D
like a mini can.
Says I can have soda.
Yeah, there you go.
So I think that's the one thing that I stress is it's just so inflammatory and bad for you. Like they're saying now, like that could be a marker for like what am I trying to say? So if people who have consistently high sugar are higher risk for dementia because it's like so inflammatory.
Oh, yeah.
So I think like if you really want to save your brain, make sure your heart health is okay. I think that would be the one thing I would steer away from.
Candies. And sodas, is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. What about those full body scans that all the rich people get? Because like where they're like they look at every cell. What are those things?
Yeah, so
because they're almost mythical. Have you guys heard about these?
No, they have one in New York.
Yeah, it's like down by World Trade Center. My friend just got one for free, and he's like, it's gonna be fucking amazing. He hasn't done it yet, but what do they do? What are they?
So I think that I don't know if I can probably say the company. There's a company called Panovo, I think it's called, and there's not one. The closest one here is New York, and they basically, you pay a fee. It's usually like $2,500 to $2,000. And they scan your whole body.
Oh, they were saying it was like $6,000.
No, this one's pretty, it's much cheaper, the one that I've heard of.
Okay.
And you get a full page report of your entire body and pictures of your entire body. And a couple of my patients have done it, and we've found like prostate cancer. We found like that they have really bad coronary artery disease that we didn't know about. Lung nodules. So I think if you have the means to do it and you want to be very aggressive about your health, it's definitely worth it. I think $2,500 to know if you're good or not is not that much money if you can afford it.
Do they look at – but when they show pictures of your body, like is
they're going to see your wiener?
They see everything?
Yeah, they see everything.
So you got to chub up a little bit before you go in? Yeah, you can't wear like lead underwear
you need to be prepared.
Yeah. Right. And is that it?
They do have one at the Princeton Longevity Center. I think they do. They have a full program for wellness where you can go and pick the test that you prefer, what you want.
That's what's called PLC?
Mm-hmm. But that's a program that they specifically have where you can pick and choose what images you want and what tests you want. If you do the Panovo, you just show up, get in the MRI machine, pay your fee, I guess, and then get the report.
But what is the technology? All right, so because this is just what I hear, it is like it's first started with like celebrities, and then the price came down where like now, like, you know, people I know are getting it and stuff. But what is the technology? Because how is it not just an X-ray? Like is that not dangerous? Like those pictures of every single thing inside of you.
So it's really not dangerous because it's using magnets. So an MRI machine uses magnets.
How the fuck do they work?
It's really loud.
Jimmy the Hair Guy's not here. He was like, sorry, that was an Insane Clown Posse reference. That Get Him was dropping on you. I didn't want him to die alone. Yeah, I had to support him.
Oh,
Let him know he was hurt.
If we're going to drop, you know, I want to say then, you know, shout out to Dave Windorf, the original magnet.
So magnets. So all right. So they just
uses
shoot
magnets.
So it's essentially MRI. Same
thing
as MRI.
Yeah, it just uses magnets and it makes thin slices. And someone looks at every single slice and looks for problems.
So say like Pam just had a heart attack.
I know. I'm sorry.
Now say a week before. Oh yeah, I didn't tell you. Yeah, Oh yeah, we talked about it last week on the show. Yeah, she had like a partial occlusion. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
In one of her veins or arteries.
In her an artery. An artery,
is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So she like, I was telling Walt like Edgar had a hernia, and it turned out he didn't get the operation. They just pushed it back in for temporarily.
How did they keep it in?
What's that?
How do they keep the intestine in?
I don't know. They must put like tape over
it. They just put a cork in there and tape it up. You know, like a wine bottle. No, I'm just kidding. You can reduce a hernia with your hands.
That's what he said the doctor did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, until it heals on its own? Or will the rip always be there?
It depends. If it's sometimes you can press on it very hard and push it back into the body. If it's stuck outside, then no, that's game over. You need to have it surgery.
You can't just like finagle it. Move it around.
You can if you're good with your hands, but I think that some of them are not fixable that way.
Yeah. So he just actually got it pushed back in, and the operation is like next week or the week after or something. Okay. So they go, they get that done. And then Pam that evening is like, yeah, my heart, my chest, I'm having chest pains. So they go back to the hospital. Unreal. Turns out she's having a heart attack. So they went in there and fixed her up. And next day she stayed one day. And then the next day after that, she's fine. Like, she thinks she's immortal. Like, it doesn't bother her.
The witch stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's mind over matter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like – she's convinced she's going to live to over 100. And like when you see her walking around, she's like all bent over like an old – like old ladies walk and stuff. And now she's having heart attacks and shit.
Why the hell would you want to live to 100?
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, because like, she's only –
I don't know where you're going with this. 22 more years. Do you want her to call her and tell her she's not going to live to 100?
Like, you do that?
Why are you
– I'm tired of her being so optimistic.
Yeah, so I guess you were asking like if that could have been prevented.
Yeah, like would they have – if she went in a week before, would they have seen that?
So – You probably need a different kind of CAT scan with dye to look much closer.
Oh, you got to drink that shit, right? It's the worst.
Yeah, that's so you can see your colon, and then the dye put through your arm is so you can see your arteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
what is that stuff called that you drink?
Contrast.
Chalky contrast.
Yeah.
That stuff's gross.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting.
All right, so back. I'm sorry. Back to the Pronovo. I'm sorry about your mother, dude. I wish you had told me that.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. You had just gone away, and she was fine. So, yeah, I wasn't going to call you in.
So that's it. So they send you in there, and then what can they spot on that? Everything.
Brain tumors, cancers, lung nodules.
Is it cancer focused or is
no? It's everything. So you can see if you have arthritis in your knees. You can see if your spine is out of alignment. You can see your. You could see.
It's
everything.
Almost guaranteed though that there's going to be something wrong though.
Not
this stage.
Yeah. I mean, arthritis. My shoulder's going
to
hurt.
I don't need a $6,000 scan to tell me I got arthritis in my knee.
Yeah, you're going to find some age-related things. But the main thing is just to make sure that you don't have anything that's, you know, acute red flag, you know. But yeah, you're going to see arthritis. You're going to see, you know, little things like that.
And what do you think of these guys like these tech billionaires that are trying to like reverse the aging process or at least halt it? One is named Brian Johnson. He's probably the best known one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit much.
Hold on. Somebody's hammering.
That is weird. Yeah. We hardly ever have any signs of life in the building. And
especially this time.
Is it a ghost?
Is it a ceiling or was that next door?
What do you think?
Go ahead.
What was the question?
Brian Johnson, the billionaire.
Yeah, what do you think of these guys?
I mean, here's the thing. You can do as much as you want, but you can't live forever. So I think some of the stuff that he's doing is ridiculous.
Well, there was that guy, what was his name? Jim Sheehan. He was like a huge proponent of jogging back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And he eventually had a heart attack. I think that was his name, Jim Sheehan.
Yeah.
But that was like that whole jogging craze was like, hey, you want to live forever? You should jog. You want to live better? You should jog. Jogging was like the thing.
The thing, yeah.
And I guess it just goes to show that no matter what, you could be in for it.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, Walt's right. Like, I don't want to see any scan of my body right now. I don't know what's going on. There's too much, probably.
I look like the guy from Operation. Is that a bread basket in his fucking stomach?
What's the medical term for blissfully ignorant?
Happy.
I don't know if there is a poor insight and judgment.
Okay, that's what I got.
That's healthy, what we document.
Healthy case of it.
What about cryogenics, though? Like, how do you feel about that? Oh. If you don't think this guy's going to live forever,
I think once you're gone, there's no coming back.
You don't think that cryogenics could work?
I don't think so.
But why? The theory's kind of sound, isn't it?
Because once you thaw yourself out, isn't your brain dead?
Yeah. I mean,
well, I think the idea is like future technology will figure out. It's the damage, right? Like the crystallization.
Yeah, I think it's like the microbiology of it is like, you know, the cell synapses stop working, the muscles become rigid and stiff. You know, like there's nothing that you can. I don't know how you come back from that.
Nanobots.
Like,
probably not.
I wish I was smart enough to know how you come back from that, but I don't think
anybody does yet. Nobody's smart enough to know.
I don't think it's going to – I don't know.
Yeah, but it can't be impossible, right? Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not arguing for it. I'm just like theoretically, how is it falling under impossible for you?
Yeah, I just feel like that even when you're – I don't know how to explain it. If it's like when someone dies, you can tell that like their soul leaves them, and I don't know how you get that back.
It weighs 2 ounces.
Or 0.21.
Something like that.
0.21.
It's weird to look at, but it's like it's when you see someone pass, it's weird that you could tell, but I don't know how anybody could make that come back.
You freeze it.
I know, but it just
freeze it so it can't get out.
I don't want to crush your dreams.
I don't want to get frozen. No. I'm not
but
doing it.
I just don't see. I can't micro, like on the microscopic level. I can't see how it could happen.
But let's say like you're towards the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, freeze me, just freeze me to death right now.
Yeah.
That way the soul can't escape.
It's frozen right? in place.
Frozen in place.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's a possibility because when people have massive strokes, we do freeze them.
Yeah.
You know, to save, you know, to make you more viable, so your body doesn't have to spend a lot of energy keeping you alive.
Oh, so you keep people like, really cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you try to preserve, or after not I said stroke after a major cardiac arrest. Sorry.
Oh, that's
after a major cardiac arrest, you cool them down to a level where their body doesn't have to maintain all of the you know things that it needs to do to keep you like keep your body temperature up. Keep mm-hmm. your, you know, it's like you
all the regular
like,
operations.
Yeah, you kind of like freeze it down, so everything is a lot easier on the heart to recover.
Hmm.
And that's an active thing in medicine right now. We do it all the time in intensive care units.
Freeze people.
Yeah.
Well, that's depressing. What about – you know?
Sorry.
What,
I don't want to be
– Well, I'll tell you what's real. There's been, I read something the other day that fucking freaked me out where they were saying like all these people who are in hospitals immobile and like they think they're brain dead. They're kind of just staring at the ceiling like vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
They're now thinking that a good portion of those people are conscious. And just can't move their bodies, can't move anything. Because what they did is they put these sensors on mm-hmm. their heads of a bunch of them, and they're telling these vegetable type people, think of a blue horse, and the same parts of the brain that light up in our brains to imagine a blue horse are lighting up in these people's brains. Not all of them, but some of them, which is leading this report I read to be like, yeah, that means that there's probably has always been and probably now. A lot of people who have just been locked in their own bodies while nobody thinks that they're even around, but they are, which is to me sounds so fucking terrifying. Like,
it sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah. Think of the boredom of just sitting there and like just staring at the ceiling while your fucking family comes to visit you. Nobody wants to be there because you're a vegetable.
Right.
Yeah. But that's fucking frightening. How do you prevent that from happening to me, Doc? That's what I'm worried about now.
Constantly think of a blue horse.
Yeah. Let him know.
24/7.
Just have to make sure that you don't have any. So the things that mostly cause that are like strokes.
Oh, fucked. I already had one. I'm already in one.
Then we got to work on prevention. Can never happen again. Never, ever, ever.
Well, I had mine because of encephalitis, viral encephalitis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it affected, we found out later on, affected my spinal cord and the tissue around my brain. Mm. And it just popped.
Inflammation.
Yeah. Yeah. It like got, and then it had an infarction or whatever, and then there was bleeding on the brain. It's like pretty crazy. So that was caused by a virus, though. So probably not prone to more strokes, right?
I would say if it was from a viral etiology, then no.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hit. Looking good. Yeah. Let's hit. Where are we going?
Stay positive.
I have one.
Yeah.
So, I've had a few people I know get the shingles,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard about the shingles virus, and the vaccine.
Yeah.
And I'm really like I want to get it because of the stories I'm hearing, the horror stories. But with with vaccines in the news lately, you start to hear crazy shit.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, I'm really terrified of the side effects though, because I looked at there are some side effects possibly for the vaccine. What do you think I should do? Should I get it?
So I would say, and this is honest, I've never met a person who had a long term side effect from a vaccine, and I've been a doctor for 15 years. There are people that can get Guillain-Barré from any vaccine, which is a type of paralysis that you can get. Usually,
that's what I was just talking about. Well,
usually, you do recover, but obviously, it's a horrible side effect, but it is rare. So, I mean, during the course of a year, we probably give out hundreds of vaccines, and other than like a sore arm or a fever, most of the time, everyone does pretty well. But there are the rare occurrence, and it could be with anything. It's like if you take an antibiotic and you're allergic to it and you die, that's not going to happen to every single person that takes that antibiotic. It's just an unfortunate side effect, but it is a risk. Yeah. But I would say it's a low risk.
I don't want the shingles.
So then get the shot.
I know. I'm terrified, though.
I give the shingle shot out all the time.
The side effects aren't fun, right?
If I had told you to bring the shingles vaccine, could you have just shot me up right in here?
100%.
Oh, right, next time I come. Yeah. Bring a cortisone shot, too.
Thank you. What do you want?
Can I get some DMSO in cortisone?
So you look at all this anti-vax stuff and you're shit. You're like, come on, man.
It's really hard to be in the medical profession these days because, like, everybody gets a bad rap.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like a lot of people don't trust doctors anymore because of things they see on Instagram or in the social media. And, you know, when you think about it, we went to school for a really long time to take care of people. We don't intentionally want to harm anyone. You take an oath not to do that.
But what about the checks? Big pharma.
We don't get paid by drug companies.
I don't believe that.
They don't do anything they don't take people out to dinner anymore. If you go to an educational program, that's an educational program, but they don't do the things they used to do, like take doctors on cruises.
Mary Beth's dad is a doctor. And he said the 90s were the salad days.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
She went on vacations that were funded by drug companies. Yeah, they used to go out to dinners and stuff. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So the way I look
You don't get that when your dad's a construction worker.
Or subway driver. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I never got any of that.
Or MIA.
Oh. Tom Steve. Aww.
But I think it should be a personal choice.
Yeah.
No one should force you to do anything you don't want to do. But I don't think I can only speak for myself. I would never do anything intentionally harm anyone. I just tell them what is the recommendations and we talk about the risks. And if someone says to me, I'm never getting a vaccine, I say, okay,
right.
Well then if you get sick and you need my help, call me right away and we'll figure it out. But vaccines are still recommended. You know, we got rid of a lot of bad diseases that way. So
are you saying you disagree with the vaccine schedules?
It's not that I disagree with them.
Now we're putting too much chemicals in our children.
Did you like it when Gidim wasn't on mic? How do you feel about the show?
He's coming. We're going to get her diagnosis
of this. But very,
she's going to be able to write a paper. It's going to be published in the medical journals about this fuck up. But like, do you think social media and all the nonsense and all the disinformation, you really think that has been – because I'm always like, how can people believe some of this garbage that's being out there? Because if there were like take this or take that, you know, like they don't want anybody to know ivermectin cures cancer. Like, mm-hmm. if that was true, then nobody's – no doctor's family would ever die of anything. Mm-hmm. If that was the magic bullet.
I know.
You idiots. Why do you think that's true?
And it's led to a lot of distrust in the medical community, which is hard because we spend a lot of our lives dedicated to education and working a lot of hours, and it's sad.
You've come face to face with it personally, that distrust?
100%.
How does that show up in your day to day?
The people who will tell me that they're not going to take a certain drug because they heard on Instagram that it can cause XYZ.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're supposed to be a team with your patients. So you're like, listen, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
You can believe what you want to believe. Is there any other way we can work around it? Maybe another med you might want to try, or can we work on this? It happens like a lot. A
lot more, even in 15 years?
Yeah, a lot more than I would say before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be people who want to argue and discuss and
– You don't say.
But it's been it's a little worse than it used to be.
Yeah.
And then there's some people who are really cool and they respect your decisions and we work as a team. And that's the best part of my job. But then there's other people who have a lot of distrust, and that's hard, you know?
And but it all, when you, like you said though, tell me and we'll work as a team. That's mm-hmm. great bedside manner
mm-hmm.
because a lot of it is all of it comes from fear. All of it just comes, like people hear this, they see this or somebody told them this, so they get scared.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, that's all it really is they don't know what to do and they don't know who to trust. But I guess, you know, like I remember when I got sick with COVID and I had to go, I was so dehydrated, I had to go to the hospital and get some fluid. And I remember the bedside manner of the nurse in there or the doctor in there was crazy. She was like, did you get the COVID back? So I got it after I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
That scared me. I was like, I got to get it now.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, I wasn't like belligerent I didn't get it. And she goes, why? I go, I don't know. It's kind of new on the market. I was like, I want to see how people fared with it. I was, mm-hmm. I wanted to just kind of wait to see how things went before I was first in line to get it, yada, yada. And then she was just like, I guess you regret that now, right? And she was very just like.
It's perfectly valid what you're saying.
And yeah, but like she was very mean though. And you could tell that like my wife was livid because we were in the emergency room and, she was just like –
You're not feeling at your best. You don't need to hear this shit from
her. I wasn't confrontational. I was just like, I regret it. But now I don't need you to be like, I told you so.
Don't rub it in.
Yeah. There's a time and a place. And she has way too much free time on her hands. If she's here interrogating you about that kind of stuff, she should be like, all right, let's go. Let's get you stabilized.
It was so crazy. When I had my plumbing got messed up downstairs 4 years later from that.
Yeah.
Emergency room again, same doctor, and she would not help me. She would not give me what I needed, which was I needed to get drained because
mm-hmm.
I was so backed up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she knew what I needed to feel better because I was in such discomfort because it was days without going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And she knew what needed to be done. She wouldn't do it though. She said, "You'll have to go make a urology appointment." And this was on a Friday night. So I had to go 2 more days.
That's insane.
Isn't that insane? No, the doctor told me that was nuts.
Yeah, it's not
that they wouldn't just give me
a,
like drain me.
That's not appropriate at all.
Drain me, baby. Drain me.
She's very young and Russian, I think. And but she was cold.
Weak American.
She was a she-wolf. Even though you're going to be I think you're going to pass the mushroom and become the TSD town general practitioner. I promise Eric he's the only one that can give me any kind of finger inspections.
Yeah.
And my wife also said I'm not allowed to have a female do any of that stuff. She wants a man over 50 doing that stuff.
Fine.
And I have to respect
lumpy
that
knuckles.
Gnarled lumpy knuckles.
Hey,
unless I'm on my deathbed, then she might, hands, she, so. Might, she might
loosen up.
She might be like, all right. But she wants to make sure that I'm like, I got a weak pulse before she lets a female doctor down there.
Otherwise, it's cheating. Yeah.
Thirty years of marriage, and this is how you treat me.
But yeah, so
that's you, not fair. You, I would have just said to the nurse, put a catheter in, yeah. And
treat me.
Let me know how it goes, it and then he can just be discharged home.
How awful she was, but you're saying no, that I should get the shingles one.
I would.
Okay. I'm gonna do it.
I mean, you've never had a reaction to anything else, right?
Well, when I got the COVID vax, the two-parter,
mm-hmm.
Jeff went with the one-parter, which nobody did. I thought that was like, that's a man
back in the day.
That's a man's man.
And like, he never got it.
He never got it too. So he got the one injection one.
Wait, did you have chicken pox?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you're allowed to get the shingles vaccine.
Well, I think you have to. I think that's recommended. Like, yeah. If you had chickenpox,
it's just a time bomb. Yeah. If you didn't have chickenpox, then you need a different kind of vaccine.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? If you had chickenpox already,
you can get shingles.
You can get shingles. Mm, yeah.
But if you didn't have it, then you can't get them.
You probably would have to get vaccinated against varicella, which is chickenpox.
Right. Yeah. And you get shingles by what? Somebody coming
stress.
Up? And, oh, stress?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Stress.
This guy's locked in an office. We get him all fucking day.
But wait a minute. I really just thought it was living inside you, just waiting to come out.
Yeah, when you're stressed.
That's homosexuality. Or when you're that's a different. There's no vaccine for that, buddy. They tried that.
But it can't be stress.
It's one of the reasons. So it lives dormant in your nerves.
Yeah.
And then you get sick with something. You get God forbid, cancer or chemotherapy, or just random. But most of the time, it's like stress induced with something else. Like someone will say, oh, you know, I was really sick with XYZ. And then, oh, wait, and now I have this on my back. And they lift up your shirt and you have the rash.
It's super painful, I heard. And it's a lifetime thing. It never really goes away once you get
the shingles. No, it can go away. If you get it treated right away, it can go away.
All right.
You have to talk to your doctor.
I appreciate the advice. I needed to hear it.
Is this one and done? He doesn't have to ever get it again after that?
So it's two shots.
But then he's done.
Yeah. And it's GlaxoSmithKline that makes the drug says it's like 90%+ effective.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
It's not 100%, but nothing in life really is. So.
I got to get it too.
Yeah. You never had chickenpox, Q?
I think I had it when I was young. Yeah, a kid.
You want just all three of us go down one
day? I'm pro-vax, man.
But where do you
put
it?
Shoot me up.
You have to be
– where does it go? Like in your arm?
You have to be 50 or older.
Well, give it another year.
Is it going in your arm or is it going in your
glute? I have shingles waiting for you.
In your arm. Okay. In your arm.
So I can't get shingles in the next year of my life before I turn 49 in March?
You can, but they recommend
insurance. If only I had someone on the inside.
Yeah, you could get it early if you want it.
You're going to come here next time with just vials and needles?
Yeah. I got some needles in the back.
No doubt.
Some of them are clean.
We don't know which ones.
I think we don't know which ones.
But I can tell by taste.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. How long do you, as a doctor, give Gitem?
Yes,
let's talk about it. Like, how long do you get them?
Before we get into Gitem,
yeah.
I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on boners?
Yeah.
What about them? Oh, you need this Blue Chew?
This might be Blue Chew.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
100%.
Have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets. These erection-enhancing tablets help men achieve stronger, harder, and longer-lasting erections for sexual activities. See, I can say all this stuff in front of you, mm-hmm. even though you're a lady.
Mm-hmm.
You're a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew is putting its money where its mouth is, offering
boners
no more free.
Are just science, man.
Yeah, it's science. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. They make a big show of that.
What?
You don't want any fake Blue Chew coming from India or China or any of these other
crazy
countries.
I thought that's where they made Blue Chew.
No way.
No?
In the USA.
USA?
Mm-hmm.
USA.
Oh,
USA.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good old-fashioned red, white, and blue boner.
Yep.
Fuck
it doesn't
yeah.
get more patriotic.
It does not, man.
Red, white, and Blue Chew.
There you go. Fuck yeah.
You can take them anytime, day or night. So if you plan it, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. And the best part, it's all done online. This means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Does it work? You'll be mistaken for a soldier with that full salute.
Whoa.
That sounds like Stolen Valor, doesn't it?
Mm.
Elon's shooting you to Mars with that pocket rocket.
Oh, God. They're trying to be relevant.
Calling you an Eagle Scout the way you pitch a tent.
Yeah. Leave it to us.
Are they saying Elon Musk?
Elon Musk, yeah, because I guess he's sending rockets out into space.
Yeah, but I'm surprised that they can use his name in the ad because makes it sound like
he's – How do you know it's that Elon?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's other Elons that are shooting rockets into space. I forgot about that.
We could all relate to wanting to feel more confident, especially in the bedroom, and Blue Chew can help. So make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. Here's a special deal for listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now. All right. How do you feel about Adam and Eve? It's all sexy.
It's all good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Start having more and better sex immediately. You've got to take advantage of this brand new deal from AdamandEve.com at AdamandEve.com/TESD. Go to AdamandEve.com/TESD and pick out 4 sex toys for just $20. Now, if you're familiar with the prices of sex toys, Q.
Vaguely.
They're expensive.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Like, which ones are the most expensive?
I would say, like, you know, like the rabbit. Is one of those high price ones.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, the rabbits.
Anything
the
with wand. A motor.
Yeah, anything with a motor is gonna run you a couple bucks.
Right.
Okay. So this is absolutely the best deal they have ever offered. It's a limited time offer, so get your 4 sex toys while supplies last.
Fuck yeah!
Something for everyone. That's only $5 each. That's sweet. 4 for $20, literally saving up to $175 with this exclusive offer.
Male toys. Look, Getem's got that up. What's Getem's that?
Got some male toys. Yeah. You're going to stimulate my scrotum, Getem?
Is that what that is?
Good.
Oh,
day.
My God. You can buy a fake torso? A female corpse.
Oh, yeah. That's.
That is.
You walk into somebody's house and you see that.
The torso?
Like, yeah, just a torso.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me introduce you to my torso.
Yeah, that's got to stay in the closet.
Yeah.
Wow. Go back to that torso, get him.
Yeah. I'm going to have a second look at that.
Can that be one of Q's 4 toys that he gets for $20?
He's a realistic torso, yeah.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
So you're studying to be a doctor.
I mean, that is a pretty realistic looking body, that's for sure. That is that. I don't know how you're able to pull that off. But God, hey man, you know what? I've done weird.
If you're ordering a torso,
I don't know who I'm blaming.
If you're ordering a torso,
yeah,
you don't have to worry about guests.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't have to worry about your guests like finding it or stumbling upon it.
Yeah,
you're kind of living a solitary existence.
Do you feel the same, Walt? Like, what? Let's say 10 years from now, they finally have just realistic sex robots.
Yeah, I just saw one. Not that it's a sex robot, but the most realistic robot. They just unveiled it, and it's amazing.
But I'm talking like real. Like it seems like it's real. And you just wait to the closet. Yeah.
I think there's a lot
out.
Of guys that who are, will never, you know, interact with society ever again. They will just lock themselves in and order DoorDash and dehydrate themselves by just.
So far, you're explaining my life.
doing things, all right. You know, till they Nintendo can't do them anymore.
Because I'm getting interested.
Don't have enough energy to play Halo, nothing. It's all the energy's going into that robot.
That's right. Go back to the closet. Give me a half hour. Come out of the closet.
I don't know. It's not as good as my torso was.
Is it weirdo? Doc, is it weirder to have a torso or a full – like this is your husband?
Yes.
Okay. So – 20 years from now, is he allowed to get a sex robot?
What am I? Am I going to be dead in 20 years?
No, you're around.
Well, I would still like to participate.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Can she get a sex robot?
You're working overnights at the hospital.
Yeah.
What if it injures him in some way?
Well, come on. You can say that about anything. But let's assume everything goes really well.
Like it goes rogue and turns on
him. Yeah. Like, what if it
That's why you got to have a backup torso in case your robot goes rogue.
Yeah, like, what if it does something horrible?
An adamant torso that can't hurt him.
I would say if he came to me and said he really wanted one, I would say sure.
It's $25,000.
No, it's more than that. It's 50.
It's 50, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't really.
Oh, the fantasy doll.
It doesn't.
Pricey.
it's not made for that yet. It's made more for interaction. It can have a conversation with you.
We know where it's headed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can even laugh at jokes, they said.
Oh, really? Yeah. I could use that.
Yeah. I could.
Telling me I'm not funny. So you don't mind? You think it's okay if your husband's like, spice it up a little bit while you're at the hospital?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want, that's what you want. What can you do about it?
So you're okay with the torso then as well?
Well, the torso is a little scary. It looks like a Halloween toy.
That's Ed Gein fucking territory.
Yeah, it really is.
What if he insists on dressing it up in scrubs?
Come on, I want to get to get his diagnosis.
Sorry. Take a look at adamandeve.com/TESD to see what four sex toys will be yours for just $20. Go to adamandeve.com/TESD. It's the only way to get this offer. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we can talk about Get'em.
He wanted to get a diagnosis of one of his lumps. Now, where is this lump located for the people who cannot see?
Oh, it's on my other elbow.
Is that cake batter on your arm?
No. It's like dried skin.
Okay.
Yeah. I can scratch it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can do it right now if you want.
I would show you.
Might bleed a little.
Yeah. Does it bleed?
This guy was made for torsos, torsos.
So I have something similar on my knee that does if I scratch it too much.
Okay. So that looks like stucco keratosis, which is like just an inflammatory skin thing that you can choose if you want to get it like cryoed off with like liquid nitrogen.
But he could just scratch it off.
Yeah. Or you could just dirty fingernails? I wouldn't do that. I would say moisturize, or if it really bothers you. Yeah, if it really bothers you, you could get it removed.
Okay.
That's what I suspect. Now,
if
it bothers everyone else, then just go get it removed.
It's to remind myself to grab it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's infectious, okay, if that's what you're worried about.
Mm-hmm. What about the other bumps and growths?
Well, you've seen that one.
All right, so
– yeah, the other bump on the Popeye elbow.
So do you lean on your elbow a lot?
When it started, yes, because that's when I was living in the basement a lot more.
Yeah.
And that's how I'd watch. I would be on my laptop like
a
this.
A lot more.
So all of your body pressure is on the elbow.
It was, yeah. That's when it started like creeping
up. How many years ago is this lump in there?
It started right after the fire.
Okay, so it's almost 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever consulted with anyone about it?
When it drained.
He is right now.
Before this.
When it drained at one point.
Yeah.
And I went to emergency doc,
mm-hmm,
and they just gave me antibiotics.
Okay. Yeah. So it's basically inflammation of the elbow bursa, which is like the protective covering of the elbow. And it can be from gout. It can be from trauma. It can get infected. So you have to just be really careful.
Yeah, that's why it got very hot. And
Hot
pocket.
Yeah, this is the time I actually went to see a doctor, and I'm getting mocked for it. So
you can get rid of it if you get it drained by a medical professional and then have it wrapped really tightly so the fluid doesn't come back.
Okay.
There's a really high success rate. So
show her that thing you wrap it around all the time, that sleeve.
Yeah, it's in the other room. It's a compression sleeve.
It's got copper sleeve. Copper is going to take it away.
But what's that?
No, I don't believe when I'm Brett Favre with copper. It's just a regular compression sleeve.
You told me, Jerry Rice told you that that if you used this copper sleeve, it would go away.
Look, I only trust the goth in it.
The copper sleeve probably won't help until you get the fluid removed.
Okay.
So you're probably wasting your time.
Because I was hoping it was like when I had the ganglion cyst.
Yeah, why is he prone to ganglion cysts? Is it what he thinks it is? I don't know if you know, but we won't. Do you know? You know. Okay, yeah. You could whisper to her why he diagnosed himself and why he's prone to ganglion cysts in his wrist.
Well, why I got it that one time.
Is it possible to diddle yourself into a ganglion cyst?
I don't think so. Is that why you think you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Because I was doing a lot of like
– not himself. It was on his girlfriend.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Oh, yeah, right.
No. I don't think so.
So okay.
No.
So it's just correlation, not causation.
I think it's completely not related at all.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's how I got rid of it was I would just – every day I would press on it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's how I got rid of it too.
I diddled my way into this.
Cost me diddled my way out of thousands.
Kenan, would you be willing to get that scan?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God, man. I don't know, man. Right. He doesn't have enough money to pay for all the things that are probably going to – that scan's going to
be – Why don't we just start with like blood work and your blood pressure? See what's going on inside your your arteries and your veins. What do you think?
Okay.
You think you have gout?
Oh, I know I do. I was diagnosed.
Do you take any medicine for it?
No.
Why not?
The medicine they gave me the runs.
Oh.
And when you can barely walk, and I was
13 percenters everywhere. Like, no,
if you're going to ask the question,
they're going to have their own ganglion cysts right now. They're going to town.
If you don't want to hear the answers, don't ask the questions.
That's the stuff.
There's more than one kind of medicine, and some of the medications don't have that bad of a side effect.
Okay.
So I would say if you don't want a lot of lumps and bumps moving forward, you should maybe just try one of the other meds.
Okay, I will say I've not had a gout flare up in a while, but like I said, I keep up on my hydration, flushing my system out with
Natty,
water.
Though.
Well, water and Natty. I drink 2 bottles of seltzer a day. Plus, okay.
How many Natties a night though?
3.
How many Natties?
Tall boys.
Yeah. So how much is that?
75 ounces,
which is a gallon.
No, it's 128.
It's like close to half gallon. Over a half gallon actually.
It's over a liter.
But I drink a half gallon of seltzer a day.
Yeah, it's over 2 liters. You're right. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
That's like one of the main things that causes gout. So it's like it was used to be a disease of the rich because they could – and I don't want to bring up a sore subject with the whole pork situation in the office.
Oh, the pulled pork?
Yeah. But I should have been more specific.
We're over that.
We're over that. Okay.
It's nice of you to give Walt a trigger warning.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
If you put both of those together, that's just like welcome gout here, you know.
It's like
come on
nitroglycerin,
in.
Right?
It's like
pulled pork and natty.
The combination
2 liters
of two
natty,
is like,
it's like
– Well, I avoid organ meats in general. I also avoid shellfish in general. Those are foods that are high in uric acid. And what alcohol does is alcohol takes – it forces uric acid out of solution in your blood. Which causes the deposit.
Are you writing this down, Doc?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, he's right.
If I'm wrong, please tell me.
No, he's right, but he's still doing things that contribute to it. So
yes.
You seem like you're making a slight effort, but not a full effort.
Yeah. That's about right.
That's his entire existence.
Yeah.
Just enough to get by the Get 'em Steve Dave story.
Method.
So gout is a really inflammatory condition, so it can cause other issues too in your body. So a lot of times if people want to be like, look at into longevity, they look at lowering their uric acid. So that the fact that it is higher, we don't know the level, could lead to other –
Yeah, I've not had my level tested in a long time.
So that could lead to other long-term health issues. Okay.
Now, I will say my first bout with gout was before I had even a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had broken my toe somehow during my sleep because it became inflamed.
That was the first time.
Yeah, and then it slowly went away. And then finally it flamed up during work.
Oh, man.
I had insurance, so I went in. They're like, okay, yeah, you have gout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is inflaming when you have gout? What is the thing that's inflaming?
I could show you pictures of my
– Sure. Let me see.
Okay.
So Google the crystals that are in your joints when you have gout. They're scary.
Yeah.
So
really?
They're like monosodium urate crystals which deposit in your joints and cause like all kinds of havoc. So if you let it go for too long, it can actually destroy the joint.
Well, how long is too long? I mean, this has got to be since the 90s,
there's probably
right?
some long-term damage.
Yeah,
for sure.
I definitely have calcification in that toe.
I'm sure I know that you have an issue.
Can you
with
take
your
the toe off?
Yeah, like amputate it.
No.
Patreon video.
No. I used to have chronic ingrown toenails, and I asked that question as a child, and they said no.
Oh man, the 13 percenters O face is never going to leave. There's like permanent O face. You have to listen to this episode.
The point is, we can get rid of all of this. So that's the point. We need to start working towards a goal.
I offered him $5,000 to lose weight, and he didn't.
You don't have a toe folder.
Google the crystals though, so they could see what they look like inside your joints. They're scary, and they cause all kinds of trouble.
It's like millions of needles.
Yeah, look at them.
Oh my God, look at that!
Yeah,
holy cow!
Microscopic world.
That just forms
Hellraiser.
In your joints. Yeah,
yeah. So like my toe will get about twice the normal size and like beet red and inflamed, hot, everything.
You got a big toe to begin with.
Yeah.
This is – it looks like the Fortress of Solitude just coming up in your joints.
Yeah. It's a good analogy.
Thanks, buddy. I'm always thinking about Superman. You know that. He's always there flying around.
So I'm willing to help, but you have to take the step.
Oh my God.
Towards that.
Here she goes. Welcome to the fucking roller coaster that we've all been on.
Yeah, I'm willing to help, but can I take the first step?
I want
to
help you.
That was a flare up there.
And then you get the middle finger.
You can kind of see how.
Not literally a middle finger.
Oh, I get an extreme close up of the toe.
That's disgusting.
Your toenail is yellow. Is that a fungus?
No, I have a.
Fungus is among us.
Yeah, I don't want to shame you, bud.
But still.
We got to turn this around.
I'll let the pictures do that for you.
We got to turn this around.
We got to turn. I've been trying to. I've been wanting to turn, get him around health-wise. Walt's been working on his life, his brain.
I used to. Yeah, I gave up on that.
I would love to get him healthier.
Why don't we get a blood panel and just check your blood pressure? Because that would be a first baby step.
Okay.
Okay. He said okay.
Is he going to do it? That's the question.
What, you got to go down there to Walgreens and get a reading and then send it to you?
You would have to just take a prescription, which is easy to do.
Oh, they don't have those chairs at Walgreens where you sit and get your blood pressure?
Oh, they're trash.
Oh, are they?
Really?
I kind of feel like they're trashy.
I use those and I always
do you think that? I don't feel like they're that accurate.
What about an Apple Watch? Can we get an Apple Watch? Will that help?
That doesn't check your blood pressure, just your heart rate.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about getting a new one anyway, so.
I can check your blood pressure for free and the right way next time I come over. I don't have any of my stuff.
You don't travel with your bag?
It's in my car, but I don't have my car.
You don't have a Sphygma mammometer?
I have everything. Okay. I just don't have it with
like,
me.
Like, do you have the stereotypical bag that you travel around with? That's cool.
Yeah, I have everything.
Is that mandatory? Is it like you can get your license? It's like, boom, you got to have this bag always.
No.
Do you have the headband with the?
No, I actually don't.
You do home visits?
I do.
Wow, that is something.
That's very rare anymore.
Gone era.
Yeah.
I usually save it for people who are paralyzed.
Do you live in a real rural area where you don't have
I live near the
hospitals
city.
Or anything?
No, it's for mostly people who are paralyzed or really bad.
And get them. You'll do get them too.
Do you have any other questions for Dr. D? I could take the heat off you. I have some questions from TSD Town residents.
I mean, I think that's pretty much the only one. The elbow, which also I'll show you the knee later.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little tough right now.
Don't get jealous, bro.
To see if it's the same.
You have your torso. She has get them.
to see if it's the same thing, because I thought my knee was psoriasis. Mm. So I'm not sure. It might be this.
You have pants on. Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Warm, shockingly.
That might actually be psoriasis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that was psoriasis, could this also be?
I don't think that.
Okay.
That would resolve.
Okay.
This thing.
For real?
Oh, now Q's showing his body parts.
This is like Jaws.
Yeah, this is a gross. I don't want to get him to feel bad. I don't want to feel alone. So every once in a while, that's like a spot, and every once in a while, it'll break out like that. It was like a wart. Man, I knew I had cancer.
I think.
Damn.
That happens like every 2 years.
Let's take a photo of it.
I would get a biopsy. That probably could be like a squamous cell or basal cell carcinoma.
Oh, man.
I got some needles for puncture.
I've had a doctor look at it in the past.
And they said nothing? Did you ever get a biopsy?
I don't think they biopsied. Did
you have good insurance at the time?
Skin doctor?
Oh, a dermatologist did look at it?
Looked at it and was like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It'll do it from time to time.
But anything that keeps opening up and not healing scares me.
Well, like usually last time I did this was probably like 4 years ago.
Just go get someone to take a piece of it and make sure it's okay. And if I'm wrong,
just give me a Natty Light.
Yeah.
Stick a fork in me.
Yep.
You want to try my method?
Yeah. All right. So I got to get.
If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I'd rather you not have skin cancer.
Err on the side of caution.
Yeah. No. I mean, like, just get it little take a piece off and they'll tell you.
Well, knowing those scans are. 2,500, not 6,000. Like
I'm pretty
sure.
Google it.
Spring for. Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah, but that won't fix the skin cancer.
No, but what I'm saying is like I'll do a whole.
Do the whole thing.
Well, you just said skin cancer. That fucking escalated.
That's what I was saying, though.
I got nervous about skin cancer because I have a beard. You can't see like – because I was a lifeguard for years and years and years. Uh-huh. So if I had like some sort of spot on my face that was skin cancer, I wouldn't even know.
You got to get someone to look in there.
Go through all this hair?
Dermatologists would.
Would they?
So like when I go to the dermatologist.
Like a monkey? I know. Picking my mitts.
When I go to the dermatologist.
Found another one.
Really? I didn't think there were that many.
When I go to the dermatologist, they look in my hair. Look everywhere. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We've kind of given up on trying to garner the youth. market, right? With this episode, we kind of like give it up, right? Yeah. There's no way in hell.
I thought it was ill-fated anyway.
Skibbity.
Ganglion
I thought the trains cool. thing would really grab the youth, but it didn't
do
it like I thought it would.
The new subreddit's up. TSD oh,
yeah?
Trains,
yeah. Well, I'm still not ready to dip my toe in yet. I tell you, I got to be ready.
Really? You look fully invested.
Oh, I've got trains running.
I was going to say, I looked at your Instagram.
It's nice.
Setting up movie scenes and shit.
Yeah, it's fucking nice, those trains, man.
It is hot in here, isn't it? We apologize for that.
No, that's fine. The trains are cool. I did see your picture.
Thank you. Yeah, that was
cool.
Do you have time to just take a few questions from some TSD Town alumni? So this one comes this one comes from our sound guru, Declan. And just a little backstory to the question.
Stop the creaking.
He received a notification from Nectar. And now Nectar in his country, they track purchases in UK supermarkets. I guess online when he orders his groceries online. And he has been awarded the second biggest purchaser of Ben & Jerry's Banana Fee ice cream on the app. That 18 million people are signed up to.
Whoa.
So he wants to know, is 7 pints of ice cream a week too much?
And he's a skinny guy, too. He's not heavy.
That's that sugar shit.
Yeah, I think – yeah, so it's 7 times too much because you really
– You say zero ice cream.
Zero ice cream? You don't even get a cheat day to enjoy life?
You can have some, but that container should last you a while.
What was the name of the ice cream?
Banana Fee. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's Ben & Jerry's Banana Fee. I thought it was a mixture of banana and coffee, but it's
not. How many per week? 7?
7.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is something.
And expensive.
That's diabetes.
That's what he spends all his money on.
That's like that's a straight line to diabetes. It's right there. Straight line.
What about someone that eats healthy 6 days a week, but on that one day is like, I'm going ham.
That's fine.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, as long as I think it's fine.
Here's the
I mean, you can't be perfect all the
nutritional
time.
Nutritional for his banana fee Sunday.
How are you supposed to read
that? Yeah, some other language. Is that
fucking British shit. Nobody could tell.
16. Where's the sugar?
16 grams of fat. The carbs are 35 grams.
26% grams of – or 26 grams of sugar?
Yeah.
28.
This is horrible.
But safe to say, though, he should cut down.
Correct.
Okay, Declan, you got it straight from the
– I want to be number one.
I have a question from Brian Tales from Behind the Fake Counter in a Shell.
All right. Yeah.
He goes, as a drummer – with tendonitis in my wrists, what can I do before and after I play to minimize the pain? Now, he just picked up drumming for the first time in decades, and he got the bug. And he's got people in the audience taking off their shirts.
He had that show, that infamous show.
And so he's not going to give up drumming now.
Yeah.
He said, like, you know what? I got to just deal with the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So what can he do now to deal with the pain?
So he can wear, like, carpal tunnel wrist brace to bed.
He's going to get so much puss.
we want to keep the ladies happy, right? Yeah. So he can wear carpal tunnel wrist brace to bed to keep keep the wrist open.
Mm-hmm.
And he can use they have these – some people use paraffin, but they have these machines you can buy where you can heat your hands and massage at the same time just to kind of get like a lot of the inflammation out. So those two things would be the top things I would say.
He has a couple other questions, though.
Okay.
He says his wife is using menopause as an excuse for everything from forgetfulness to laziness. Mm. Is she full of bleep? I don't remember my mother ever complaining about this feminine affliction.
So I think that's one of the main comments that I hear from women who are over a certain age that are menopausal. I think that
– What age?
Probably like late 40s, early 50s.
Okay.
So Mary Beth still has some time.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like the drop.
Fucking decades.
I'll be long gone.
Yeah.
It's menopause.
It's the next husband's problem.
Yeah. Doesn't bother
me. That's number 3's problem.
Yeah. So the drop in estrogen can make you really like not think straight, be like uncomfortably hot a lot of times.
Grouchy.
Yeah, grouchy. If she's really that bad off, you know, she could discuss with her doctor maybe going on like hormone replacement. Or something small, like a bioidentical hormone to make her a little bit happier and less.
Because you can't just say, like, hey, I'm menopausal, deal with it. There are things you can do.
Yeah, there are things you can do. I mean, they're not magical things, but there's little things you can do that make it a little bit easier. But it's like kind of how you feel when your testosterone drops, right? You feel tired.
Damn,
I feel shit. Tired.
Always animal. It's always on the way up.
Yeah, always on that. It's always pinned at that.
He has to go in for estrogen injections. Yeah, he's got too much. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I got some questions from Jimmy the Hair Guy.
Oh,
I'm in the early stages of diabetes.
Oh,
what should I eat and what should I avoid?
Okay.
He already knows.
He knows. But he wants to hear it.
So I would say high protein diet. So he should be getting half of his body weight in protein every day. Lean protein.
He does that by sucking off guys.
Okay.
I know. Wait a minute.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So if he weighs 170 pounds, he has to eat 35 pounds of protein?
Half of 170.
Okay. What's that, 80?
Yeah, around about.
85?
Yeah.
85 what? Pounds? Grams?
85 no. grams.
Oh,
grams.
Okay.
He's like a dinosaur.
I'll kill the guy if he eats that much. No, he needs to eat about half of his body weight in protein.
Okay.
And try to keep his carbohydrates to like 120 grams per day.
Are Red Bulls okay?
Sugar free?
No. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Anything you drink with sugar is bad. Kiss of death right there, in my opinion. Okay. So. And tell him to walk more. The more you walk after you eat, like 10 minutes after every meal, you're going to burn some stuff off.
Okay. And he asks, I spend a lot of time looking down at my phone. Can it affect my posture?
100%. So I feel like in the future, we're all going to go from the – you see the timeline of like the Homo sapien?
Yeah.
We're going to go back down to that curve down again because everybody –
we're going to get brows.
Everybody and their mom is looking down at their phone like this. So, of course it can, yeah. I mean, you really – posture is important.
So what can he do to like – can he might be a neck brace so he can't look down?
We could put him in a neck brace if we wanted to. Just for fun, we could put him in a neck brace. No, just like I tell patients, make sure your workspace is conducive to your body, like ergonomical, you know?
Okay.
Like keep your head up, you know, as best you can.
I have one from Tom Miloszewski.
Tampon Tom?
Yeah. All right. He tells everyone, it's crazy how, like this, it's like if, strangers, the first thing he says after he says, hi, I'm Tom, is I had a vasectomy. I had a vasectomy and I'm wondering, what are the chances that my swimmers come back and I have to do it again? And what's the thought process behind 20 released before testing? And finally, should I limit my sex to make sure they don't come back? Or is it just over time? I don't think he should have got it. Yeah. I think at this point he must regret it so much that it's constantly on his mind.
It's honestly, he does talk about
I think
it
he got
lot.
Browbeat into it. Now
how
he's just
old is he?
How old is he? He's old. He's younger than Gidim.
40, 43.
I think he's in his 20s.
No, he's not. He's 43.
What? I think he's 29.
No, he's 43.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
He's, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you after you get a vasectomy, you have to go back for a follow-up to get a viability test to see if you still have active sperm. And why you wouldn't go back for that, I don't know why, because you could be still fertile. Your wife could still get pregnant or your partner. So after you have the vasectomy, I would say I think there's – don't quote me on this, but I think there is like a less than 20% chance you could still get someone pregnant. You have to wait for like a full – cycle to go by.
So this 20 released, does that mean he has to go to the doctor 20 times?
No, I think he means like ejaculation.
Oh.
Yeah.
How dare he say
in
that?
One time, 20
no,
in one
no,
day, the doctor?
20 episodes.
The after doctor checks all of them?
No.
The 21st one.
He's actively cautious for 20
sexual
encounters.
So he's looking at 21.
And then after
21
that,
has to be in the office.
No.
The doctor watching.
I'm not explaining it well. So he goes, he does the procedure. He goes back and he makes sure that his sperm count is way down. But they probably want you to go through 20 different episodes to kind of clear out whatever might be already pre-stored.
That's going
to
take him 2 years.
Well,
he confided in me. He doesn't care a lot.
Well,
he's not sure if I'm supposed to say that.
He's got like one day a month.
Masturbation.
Well, then he can work on it
his
own.
He's got kids. He says his kids. That really crimps his
Well, then he's going to have to be careful
time.
Until he gets through that whole process.
If there's a power failure, you can't do anything.
Because I know a few people that have had vasectomies and still had their significant other get pregnant.
Well, why doesn't he just do what Getem does and jerk off on our couch?
It's a long ride for Tom. Yeah. Oh, you're on the couch? I guess I'll go back home. Just wasted an hour and a half drive here.
He could have checked the calendar.
Isn't there a camera in here? Can you just check to see if you're here or not?
That's part of it. That's why they do it here.
So do you think he answered his
– I think that he just has to be cautious and make sure he gets the viability.
Should he just wear protection? Just to be safe,
for a little bit. Or ask his doctor where he's at with his testing. You know,
but then, what's
not 100%.
Well, like now you got to wear protection. You want to let it fly.
Eventually, he won't have to worry about it. But in the very beginning,
yeah.
Can he order a tester like Bri can for his blood on Amazon?
No.
What about an Apple Watch? Can we wrap it around his penis?
Yes, that's their newest feature for 2025.
Only if
you heard it here first.
Okay.
I don't think you can order anything online.
And I have this one. I've been saving this one for a TSD. I was going to ask the guys, but boy, am I glad I saved it for when we have Dr. D here. This is from a listener. I'm not going to give any names. My partner of 3 years has chlamydia, and I tested negative for it. He 100% cheated, right? Because he's saying he has no idea how he got it, and the only theory – he is telling me is he may have caught it from a petting zoo we visited a few months ago. Is this possible?
Homeboy scrambling for anything. He's going to the petting zoo.
Did he fuck a goat?
Yeah. Was he like naked at the petting zoo? Like, you know, no. I think that.
Well, it was probably in the summertime though.
Here's the trick.
Maybe he had short shorts on.
It's possible.
You can get a chlamydia from an animal?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Oh, yeah. Koala bears.
I mean. Animals do carry it.
They are so chlamydia laden. Koala
bears. Yeah, they are.
Wow, I did not know that. Gross. I used to think they were cute.
So,
I think we should make them extinct.
Can you tell me again? The partner was.
She doesn't want to reveal her name though.
But she was definitely negative.
She said she was negative, and she's really suspicious that he's lying.
With good reason.
I think, yeah. I don't think that you just randomly.
Did I catch it from another chick or from a llama?
Yeah. He probably got chlamydia from another person, I would assume. Unless for some reason she was a carrier, but usually that's not the case.
On the side of caution on this one, you're saying.
Yeah, I think that the person who actively has it got it from someone who actively has it, and it probably wasn't her.
She's not going to be happy with this. I think she wanted to hear some, possible, like,
either.
You know, you don't worry about it.
Petting zoos or hot zones.
All right. It was Mrs. Five. No, I'm only kidding.
What is chlamydia anyway? What is it? I don't even know what I've heard in my entire life. Yeah. No, I know that, but what is it?
Is it like a bacteria or is it a live organism?
Yeah, it's usually secreted from like genital secretions. Gross. Once you have it.
Oh, it's so nasty. Secretion.
But what
word
is
alone.
It's bacterium. Yeah.
Look at him. All innocent, this koala bear.
It's not his fault.
Who fucked him?
Right. It's because of some fucking piece of shit.
Some Aussie motherfucker was like, hey, good day, mate.
You ain't getting away. Get over here.
Come here, give me some of that chlamydia.
Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
That's a knife.
But that's a pill, right? Chlamydia is a curable one.
Oh, yeah. You usually take like a zithromycin. And you're usually good pretty quick.
So this guy, he couldn't catch it before his girl caught it and just got that pill down the throat?
I'm sure he didn't know.
He probably didn't think he had it, yeah.
What are the signs of chlamydia?
I don't know. All I got was this question for you guys. She really wanted Q to answer this.
Oh, really?
Q, how would you have answered it?
What?
I'd have been like, well, he cheated on you. You either come to terms to it or you don't.
That's pretty harsh, though. You want to break the news a little bit. You know, that's some rough bedside manner.
What do you want? What does she want? She's got it. She needs the truth, man. She can't be talking about koalas.
She needs to hear it's possible.
It's sure.
But it's highly unlikely.
Oh, look at this shit.
Why is it easier if the news comes from Q, do you think?
I think she watches a lot of IJ, and she's it just like she wants to hear from somebody familiar and that she finds comfort in watching. I think
not some random doctor or something, or her lying boyfriend.
I just don't remember why they call it the clap. I can't remember why they call it that.
I don't know.
We're about to find out.
Remember how people used to say that? That's kind of old school, though.
The clap?
That's really old school. Yeah.
I wonder why they called it that.
Oh, it's gonorrhea, chlamydia. It's not typically called a cop. It is gonorrhea.
Oh, wait. Never mind. You're right. Sorry. I got confused.
Holy shit. This is crazy. Wow. Well, yeah. I hate to break it to you, lady.
Yeah. Sorry.
Meaning rabbit hutch, referencing the high reproductive rate of rabbits.
And now this question is so old that I don't even know if she still even listens anymore. I'm sure life went south after this email was sent, But hopefully, she's still listening and she got the answer that I'm sure she probably came to a conclusion by now anyway.
Yeah.
This was maybe a year ago.
It was a great sound. Sound Alive does fake commercials, and Alec Baldwin did one, 20 years ago, where it was a commercial for cold sores and what causes cold?
Fever sore? Fever blister?
Herpes.
Okay. So it was a commercial for herpes medication, and it was Alec Baldwin. And through the whole commercial, he's like, the voice will go, and he goes, and I would told my wife that you could have it in your system for 20 years and it doesn't show up. And it was all about like the cheap daughter. Just trying to find any fucking way. That's the one on the left there. He just keeps going on.
Look how stoic he is.
Oh, God. It stuck with me all these years later. He's 06. Yeah, wow. Almost 20 years.
I have some questions that I would always feel self-conscious asking a doctor because they sound so dumb.
No, ask me.
I did want to ask you, in the comfort of my own office and not feeling, self-conscious asking it. But can a pet really add 7 years to your life?
They say that – so, yes.
10 dogs.
They say that – so there's a couple things in my mind that come to mind. So they say that pets can actually lower your blood pressure because they help you relax.
Is that true?
I think that if you have something to help you relax, of course. I also think that
you're not as firm on that delivery as you were on the chlamydia one.
I think I do.
Sure, why that sounds
and you're more active. You're more physically active when you have pets.
Yeah.
I think they're good for your mental health. So, yes, I think that that's – I think there is some truth to
that. There is some truth that it can 100%, add years to your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they think help you de-stress.
Is laughter the best medicine?
For me, it is. I say that to everybody all the time.
Better than penicillin, even.
I got cancer, doc. I'm not going to laugh my way out of it.
I think it's important.
But how healthy?
It helps you release endorphins, increases your neurotransmitters and things like that.
I did have an unnamed TSD town resident I wanted to ask. He didn't want to give his name.
Everybody wants to remain anonymous.
Yeah, where is it now? I have it. Oh, my God. Okay. I've been dealing with some long-term resentment and bitterness. Can that mental state start to affect my overall physical health?
Let me take this one, Doc.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think – they always say I guess I don't know the medical basis for it, but the A-type personality or the person who's always walking around angry, pissed off, their blood pressure is going to be higher. They're more apt for heart attacks and things like that. So, yeah, I think if you hold things in too long, I think it's bad for you. I don't know the exact science behind it, but I do think it's not good.
So you're saying something that I've been withholding from Mary Beth that I really want to say to her. I should tell her as soon as I get home?
I think communication is really important.
Remember that petting zoo we went to?
I got some bad news for you.
I should have worn pants.
Remember those short shorts I was wearing? Shouldn't have worn them.
Shouldn't have worn them.
Shouldn't have worn them, honey.
The koala took one look at me.
Okay. I mean, how do you guys think the doc fared? Do you think she's got a permanent spot as the general practitioner?
I think we're off to a good start. I mean, I got to go get this leg checked out. Ginnam's got a bevy of tests he's got to do.
I love introducing – the character's not the right word because nobody's a character. But I love introducing new
– personality?
Personality, new people into our universe. And now you standing right side by side, not shoulder to shoulder, but with like Jimmy Hare guy. He's a little bit shorter than you. Tom Miller's –
whatever his name is.
Sunday Jeff.
Oh,
Dr. D. Same – now you're mentioning the same breath as those titans.
Luminaries.
It's of TSD Town.
Yeah, yeah. It's a true honor. For real.
No salary. No salary.
No. It's a free clinic.
It doesn't come with it. Yeah. TSD Town, this appointment comes with no financial benefits to you.
In fact, it's probably a financial burden for you in a way, but –
nobody has insurance.
You got to bring
your own
shingle.
Any new patients on now.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to cut them off for your regular.
Stop those doctors, those house visits. Do you do telemedicine?
I do.
Oh, get him. You are set,
I'm a jack of all trades.
Telemedicine's the way to go, right? You can make bank and never leave your bedroom.
It's hard, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've done telemedicine. I mean, always seems like pretty straightforward.
It's so much easier to help diagnose someone when you can be in the same room with them listen to them and talk to them and see what's up. Like, you're a trained observer. So, like, sometimes if someone walks in, I can just tell right away something, like, what's going
on. But she's like Smurfette Smurf Town because in TSD Town, It's all dudes.
13% are.
So you don't have to worry about any of the female afflictions. You just got to keep your up to date on all the men.
All the old
problems.
Men stuff.
All the male.
Yeah, your fingers are going to be tight. You're going to have a ganglion cyst.
Can I share my brace?
You got that Brett Favre one? She can borrow. I know you brought the Jerry Rice Brett Favre combination. Copper.
It was a two pack.
But what? How old were you when you knew you wanted to be a doctor?
I was probably 17 or 18, but I didn't think I was smart enough to do it. I had very little self-confidence. So I applied to college for journalism and I was like, I got there and I was like, no, this is ridiculous. And I called and said, can I change my major? And they said, it like a week before school. And I'm like, just try. You can do it. And I did. So, but I didn't think I was smart enough to do it. And I was scared too.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the fear is what keeps everybody from trying everything.
Yeah.
And fulfill or trying to do things and accomplish things, the fear of not being able to do it.
Yeah. That's why a lot of people don't go to the doctor because they're scared.
Oh, yeah.
But if you find one that makes you feel comfortable, it can be, you know, a really rewarding experience and you live longer and you're happier. So
do you have patients where you're like, oh man, I can't believe I got to tell this guy this? Or are you generally not the deliverer of those kind of news?
You wouldn't believe the things that people tell me when the door shuts. I mean, there's things that people tell me when the door shuts and I'm like, I don't want to know that.
Oh, yeah?
You know like what I mean? Like, completely ridiculous.
Like, Tom's like, I had to jerk off 20 times in a row.
just things that would blow your mind about, like, you know, relationships and things that they do behind their significant other's back. And it's just the most ridiculous stuff. And it's like, all right.
I went to this petting zoo, doctor. You know, those koalas, they're cute as hell. But did you know they're disease ridden?
It's because they trust me, I guess, which is a nice thing. But.
Well, it's weird. Yeah, it's almost like that's the kind of thing you would think is reserved for like a psychologist or something.
Yeah.
No,
people will tell you anything and you just have to let it hit you and just, you know, like a tennis ball. They say like at a curtain, you throw it and it rolls down. You can't react. You have to keep a straight face all the time. Even when people say the most ridiculous or funny things, it's hard sometimes because I like to laugh and I enjoy it. But it's interesting.
I can't imagine anything more rewarding, though, when if somebody comes in with a problem and they think it's dire and you help them and they get better. That has to be an extremely rush of just great emotions and feeling, right?
When you're right about something.
I'm God.
when you're right about something and you help someone, it's a really good feeling. And when you can't figure something out and you're struggling, that's when it's hard. Or when you can't help someone, it feels horrible.
Yeah.
So there's ups and downs. Everything in life, you know? But when you do help someone and they're better, that is a really good feeling.
It's got to be like, how long does that, like, how long are you walking around like feeling great? Like, does it just, as you do this longer, does that feeling kind of wear off a little bit?
It sticks with you for a while, but it's such a fast paced job that you got to move on to the next. You know what I mean? And keep going.
It's like podcasting. It's on to the next podcast. You know, we banked a good one. Oh, who cares? We're on to the next one. What's next?
No, it lasts for a while.
We're kind of like doctors here. We help people laugh.
Yeah.
And you did say it's the best medicine.
It is. You're honorary doctors. So start acting
like
doctors, you are.
Pretty much doctors, yeah. Doctors of podology.
That's awesome. White coats for everyone.
All right. I got
one in the back. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
When do you, wear it?
Sometimes.
Do you wear anything under it?
Wears it on the couch.
When I have an episode.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I would say she's in.
She's in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's
welcome to TSD town.
Yay!
Can get you a plaque.
Awesome. Thanks.
Would you hang it in your office?
100%.
All right. We should do it.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Any other questions? We're probably going to need you around Christmas time on our Christmas episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people commit suicide around then.
Oh, gosh. Let's try to prevent it.
Oh, no, I was just thinking more of the aspect. We need fresh blood. We need fresh stories.
You need a medical on team, like on staff, just in case someone goes down.
Well, yeah. That could happen at any recording. I'm always thinking that's going to happen.
Surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Well, but honestly, though, thank you. Appreciate your time. And
you're so welcome. Thank you.
You know, one of the things that I love is a lot of our listeners think we're stupid, and they have no problem going online and saying that we're so stupid.
Yeah.
This right here, having a doctor as a listener, negates all these trolls telling me that I'm an idiot and I'm stupid and I never – you know, oh, he never went to college and he literally moved 6 miles from his house. What does he know? He's a dope.
That's very
Shut
specific.
Up, Mom. Shut up. Yeah,
really this negates that shit. Tell him, Steve, Dave. It's like a Mensa podcast.